You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter where you're in, it's time for your miracle. And guess what? We thank God for this radio station has made it possible this Monday morning. Hallelujah. That I may come into your homes, into your cars. Oh, the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Hallelujah. It's bringing this radio broadcast in your living room, bringing it in your cars, or the connection that it has allowed us to get together, because it's what? Time for your miracle. Amen. We want to thank God for another day, another opportunity, another time to be with you, to be with you. Amen. You stay with me, I'll stay with you. 1 hour. 1 hour. Oh, there is something great going to happen. There is something great is going to take place. We must know that God is with us. We must believe that God is with us. Amen. No matter what it looks like, God is still with us, and he's on the throne, and ain't nothing else the enemy can do. Nothing else the enemy can do. Oh, I need you to tag and share and let somebody know that Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Praise our God. Come on. Call your neighbor, call your friend, and let them know the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple is now on the air. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. Come on, come on, tell somebody. Wake up. Hallelujah. I know we've had a long weekend, and we pray that you had a good weekend. We pray that all was well with you today, this weekend. We pray that you was in some services, amen, at your church or at your choice that you placed to go worship yesterday. Praise our God. We want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ again, amen, for what he's doing and what he's getting ready to do. We thank God for you. We do honor our elect lady evangelist, Benita Watkins, amen, our church mother. Praise our God. Mother Brown, and to all the prophets gathers, prophets Rita, prophets Moses, to all the evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for my son in love, Pastor Jamal Moses. God bless you. We thank God for you and you. I'm telling you, God is going to move. God is going to move on your behalf. Do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. I want you to know God is still on the throne. I want you to know you can make it through this. You can come up, you can come out, you can come across, and you can come through, no matter what the enemy is trying to say, no matter what the enemy is trying to do. Praise God. It's your day. It's your day. And it's your time for your miracle. Once again, come on, let's go to the throne of grace. This morning, if you can, and if you would, let's bow your heads. If you can, bow it within your hearts. If you can, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. Thank you for one more time that you allowed us to come together, Lord, into by way of Cypress audience, by way of the radio. We thank you now, Father God, that you will meet every need, Father. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns them that does not concern you, Father. We thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah, that you are on the throne and you will not be moved, Father. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're facing, God, you're still able to do it. Ascend above all we think or ask, Father. And we thank you right now, Father God, that you move, God, and that you will fix things, God, and you will fix them according to your word and according to your will and your way, Father. We thank you today, Father God, that we have all things, God, in common with you, Father. We thank you without you, we can't do nothing, Father God. We ask you to touch them, God, on the other side of the Cypress audience, Father. Touch them right now, Father God. We thank you for meeting their needs this morning, Father. Healing their bodies, Father. No matter what it looks like, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise and thanks in Jesus' name. In the whole body, in the whole entire body that is able to say amen. We agree with it. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God once again. Amen. This is your host today. Excuse me. This is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, where yours truly is the founder and pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you again. Amen. And we want to thank God for how he took us over the highways. Amen. And the byways and brought us back safely. Amen. We had a good time. We want to thank God for being in Jacksonville. In Jacksonville. Hallelujah. With Bishop Harris. Amen. And Pastor Harris on Friday. Oh, my God. We thank God for the phenomenal move, the powerful move of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That he moves so. And I'm telling you, our God blessed us. He blessed us. And we want to thank God for just all the saints that came up, all the saints that came out and came across and came through. Amen. And God moved in that service on Friday night in Jacksonville. Praise God. Just a few announcements. Listen, I want you to get ready. Get ready for the final revival. The final revival for the year. It's going to be where? I'm glad you asked. It's at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Starting on tonight. Starting on tonight. Oh, it's going to be, I know you said normally be the second week. Yes, it's normally be the second week. Hallelujah. But oh, we are going to be there starting on tonight. The final revival for the year. Amen. We're going to be a revival starting on tonight, going all the way through Friday. Praise God. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this final revival. Come on, tell your neighbor, tell your friend. Praise God. Grab somebody and let them know the final revival for the year will be starting on tonight. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock. Praise God. We will be there in the midst. Hallelujah. Waiting for God to move. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got our speaker coming in. Hallelujah. He will be coming in. Hallelujah. Apostle R.J. Butler. Hallelujah. He will be coming in. Hallelujah. Praise our God. He will be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Two nights we'll be running it. Then he'll be there for the rest of the week. I'm looking to see you and you. Come be with us. Come be with us in our final revival for the year. Then we'll start back up. Hallelujah. We'll start back up. January the second week in January, we'll start back up. Praise God. We will start back up. Waiting for you to come. Waiting for you to be there with us. I'm looking to see you, you and you. Excuse me. I'm looking to see you in the place. Praise God. God is able to do it. We're going to be looking for you. Praise God. Listen, Tallahassee, Florida. We're going to be in Tallahassee. I will be in Tallahassee with Overseer Kendrick McMillan. Praise God. My cousin will be there with him in his service on Friday night. That's the 9th of January. You don't want to miss that service. It's going to be a powerful packed move of God. I'm looking for you, you and you to come over, to come cross, to come through and watch God do what he say he's going to do concerning you. There is nothing that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. There is nothing that you're facing that you got to face it alone. God is with you. Hallelujah. And he will bring you out and he shall deliver you and he can deliver you. Oh, you don't want to miss that service. Praise our God. It's going to be something. We're going to be in our watch night service also. Let me back. We're going to be in our watch night services. You don't want to miss it. That Thursday night, we will be in our watch night service. 9:30. We start at 9:30. Praise our God. We're going to come in and have a good time in the old year. And praise God. We're going to praise him into the new year. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss this. Those of you that have a church home and you want to be in a service, watch night service, 1219 South Street is the place that you will want to be. Amen. 9:30. I'm looking to see you, you, and you in the watch night service. It's going to be something. Good morning, family. Coming on. Oh, good morning. Hallelujah. From Georgia. Good morning. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Oh, God. My cousin Angelina, Diane, my cousin, God bless you. It's going to be something in the place. I'm looking to see you and you. Come join us again. If you don't have no church home where you could go and be and watch night service, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come and be with us. Come and be with us. We want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, to those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolence to them. Amen. We pray that God will be with them. Praise God. We want to send out our condolence to her. Just got news that one of our cousins passed. Amen. This morning about 7 o'clock. We want to send out our condolence, Liz Watkins. We want to send out our condolence to Sister McClarity. Amen. It's better. Cynthia, we send out our condolence to you on the passing of your cousin. Amen. Also, amen. To all the family, the Watkins family, we send out our condolence to you as well. My family, we thank God. We pray for those that are going through prophetess gathers coming through bereavement. Our family, we love you. We pray for your church family, love you. And we pray for you that God give you the strength, give y'all the strength to go through what you have gone through, and we'll be there for you all. Amen. We thank God for you. I know God is able to do it no matter what it looks like. One thing about it, praise God, I know that God will see anybody through, no matter what we're going through with. God will see you through, and he will bring you out. Yes, he will. He's a God that can, and he's a God that will. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we were in our Sunday school lesson on Sunday, oh my God, hallelujah, talking about the glory in the temple. Praise God. His glory is still remains with us. His glory is still with us. No matter what we're going through with, no matter what we're facing, God is still who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise God. We must hold on to the horns of the altar. We must hold on because the word tells us, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven and in earth. Praise our God. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, it's settled. And we thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. Those of you that were in the Dothan, Alabama area, Prophetess Moses did her last midday service. Amen. Hallelujah. Saturday morning, I'm telling you, I believe it was a great time, great success. Praise our God. So she'll be started back up again January, I think it is also. And I know she will be here in Melbourne. Look out, Melbourne. She's going to be there in Melbourne in revival. So I believe God is going to do something. 1500 Florida Avenue. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood, I believe so. Amen. She'll give more information on that. Praise our God. So we're looking to see you in these services, some of these services. If you can be with us, we're looking to see you and you and you. Again, thank God for you this morning. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. We're not saying, we're not saying hanging there. We're saying staying in there. Come on, the Bible says, therefore, having done all, stand. No matter what it looks like, you got to stand. No matter what it feels like, you got to stand. Because why? God is still on the throne. God, good morning. Bless your heart, prophets gathers. I'm telling you, God will do exceeding abundant. All we think or ask, he will do it. There's going to be a shifting this year. And we keep saying it. We've been saying, Apostle, we always say that. Yes, it's going to be a shifting at the end of this year. Why? Because God is getting you ready. You're closer to your miracle. You're closer to the things that God has promised you than you ever will be close. You're so close now. This is why the enemy try to make you doubt God. This is why the enemy try to bring fear. This is why the enemy try to bring chaos. This is why the enemy try to get you to start talking or looking at God at another angle, because he know you're closer to what God has promised you to right now than you ever been close before. Praise our God. So what we must do is we must keep our eyes. Come on. We must keep our eyes, and we must keep our eye gates, ear gates, what, close to his lips. Praise God. We must keep our eye gates closed on him, because the enemy wants you to make a wrong move. He wants you, praise God, to fall, amen, and to doubt, fear, unbelief. My God, he wants you to fall. He want you to fall into that. But I stopped in to tell you this morning, your miracle is right there. Your miracle is right there. Hallelujah. And you can't allow the enemy to make you feel no other way. No other way. Praise God. We thank God for services on yesterday. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Praise our God. We thank God for Lady Watkins bringing the word. Amen. And I want you to know that God is still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning. Hallelujah. He was the word. And without him, there was nothing made. You got to stand on the word of God. No matter what it looks like, you got to stand. Come on, stand. You say, Apostle, I've been standing and it seems like it's getting worse. No, you're yet still standing. That's good. Hallelujah. You're standing and you're not standing alone. You're not standing in your own strength. You're standing in the strength of God. You're standing in his might. You're standing in the hope. You're standing in the reassurance. You're standing in faith. Hallelujah. You're standing in faith. And guess what? He will do it. He will do it. He has done it before. And he will do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the natural, so in the spirit. So in the natural, so in the spirit. Let me tell you something. Praise our God. When the wind is blowing, it may be blowing real. When, if you ever been in a sandstorm or a windstorm, when it's blowing and the sand is blowing, it's blowing. It's really blowing. Praise God. And sometimes you can't even see if you ever been in a sandstorm because the wind is blowing the sand. So, and guess what? Hallelujah. And then the wind may be boisterous. If it's just wind, it may be blowing. Praise God. It may be blowing. Sometimes it blows with rain. Sometimes it blows just the wind. But if it's blowing with the sand, hallelujah, and the wind and the rain, and it looks like you're not going to be able to subdue it or come out of it. But guess what? After a while, that wind is going to cease. It's going to go over. The rain is going to die down. Praise God. But guess what? You got to know, you got to remain standing through this. Praise God. No matter what that is in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. It may be something out of, it may be something blowing against you, but the wind is going to cease. It's going to cease. Come on. Everything is going to go back to normal after a while. So guess what? You got to keep believing God. No matter what we're in, we know, according to what the word say, and we know that all things works together for the good of them that what love the Lord and what are called according to his purpose. And we know in every area of our lives, God has everything in control. It's not out of control. It's in control. Because who is with us? Jehovah Jireh. Who is with us? Our provider. Who is with us? Jehovah Shabbat. He's with us. Come on. The God of peace. The God of peace. He is with us. The God of peace. That's what Lady Watkins is talking about. We can't allow the enemy, come on here, to steal our peace. You can't allow the enemy. You can't give it to him. I should say he can't steal it because he can't even come up to take it. Come on. We can give the enemy our peace. We can open up things and begin to worry about things that God have already fixed, that God is already working on. We can add to it. We can give the enemy our peace. But I refuse to give the enemy my peace. I won't give the enemy my peace because he has not, hallelujah, he don't own the rights to my peace. He don't own the rights to my joy. Come on, hallelujah. I hear a lot of prophets and I hear, we say we're in our peaceful place. And come on, the enemy cannot destroy you when you're in your peaceful place. The enemy cannot come up against you when you're in your peaceful place. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. My peace, as Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world peace. Come on, I give it to you. Come on, we know, oh yes, it's working prophetess. Come on, and we know this. You got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. You got to know that you know. Come on, not nobody else. See, because everybody else don't know what you know. Uh-oh. That was good. And what do you know? It's working together for my good. It may not look like it's working. It may not feel like it's working. But at the end of it, it's working together for my good. Even the bad is working. It looked bad to the outside that don't understand. It looked bad. But to us, we know. What do you know? Again, and all things work together for the good of them that what? Love the Lord. Do you love him? Yes, it's working together for you. It's working out on your behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know this. God is who he say he is. That's God all by himself. And he ain't going. God don't need no help to work it out. God, all God wants you to do is stand on him. Be all my God. All God wants you to do is trust him. Come on. That's what he wants you to do. That's what he wants you to do today. You got to believe God. I want to talk about believing God. Come on, you got to believe God. The Bible says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You got to believe God. You got to set yourselves in the midst of what you're in because you already know it's going to work out. Come on, you already believe it. You already hope. You already got the assurance. You already got the confidence. Come on. His word is his bond towards you. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. He is going to do it. All we got to do is believe him and take him at his word. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when you believe God, and when you're standing on the promises of God, amen, can't no enemy, can't no devil in hell, come on, ain't no imps, come on, Satan himself cannot move you when you're standing on the word of God, when you're standing there. Again, I'm going to repeat it again, stand there for having your loins girded about with truth. Come on, when you have on the breastplate of righteousness, come on, the helmet of salvation. Come on here. Your feet shot with the preparation of gospel of peace. Come on here. Hallelujah. And you got the sword of the spirit. Come on here. Hallelujah. You can stand. Hallelujah. In the liberty. Oh my God. In the liberty. Look at that. In the liberty which God has made us free from. Amen. And we don't have to be entangled. You don't have to be entangled with that worryation. You don't have to be entangled with that fear. You don't have to be entangled with that doubt. You don't have to be entangled with the enemy trying to tell you something that is not, it's contrary to the word of God. It's contrary to the word of God. It's not pertaining to the word of God. Why? Because guess what? It go back to what we're going to talk about. What we're talking about. Believe. Believe. Hallelujah. Believe. Come on. Tell your neighbor. Tell a friend. All you got to do is believe God. Hallelujah. You won't be. Come on, prophetess. That's right. Oh, you talking to me. You're making me talking here, prophetess. Come on here. Oh, my God. You cannot be moved when you believe God. When you know that you know. That's just like me. That's just like you. You know what your name is. Can't nobody else make you change your name. Can't nobody else tell you that ain't your name. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because you know your name is Doris. Come on, you know that. Mitchell Gathers, you know that. Come on, hallelujah. You know that. Why? Because that's what you know. You in the same way it is about the word of God. When you know what the words say about your circumstance, your situation, can't nobody make you change that. Satan don't even have the right to make you change it because we know what the word says. We know what the word says. The Bible says after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Come on. That's what he said. That's what the word says. And Satan said this. The devil said this to Jesus. He talked to Jesus. So he going to talk to us. He said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. That's what he said. Jesus came back. See, that's what you got to start coming back with. You got to start coming back with the word on this devil. Jesus came back. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that does what proceeded out the mouth of God. Out the mouth of God. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Hallelujah. Aunt T, God bless you. Aunt Martha, Uncle Bo, bless you. You got to have the word in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophets gathered. Come on, you're talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it can't be changed when you got the word. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that does what proceeded out the mouth of God. We've got to get this word out of us into the atmosphere of the situation that the enemy is trying to tell us that our God is not going to work. He's still a healer. I don't care if they do go on over to the other side. He's still a deliverer. He's still raised the dead. He's still a healer. You can't change. You got to keep believing God in the midst of what we're in. Come on. Everything is going down. The economy is falling down. Everything is going down. Come on. We got to put our trust and we got to put our hope in God. Hallelujah. David said these words. I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous, I'm talking about the righteous, forsaken, nor his seed begged bread. Come on, God gonna take care of us, but we gotta believe it. We got to believe. God's gonna take care of his children. Come on here. Hallelujah. Some of y'all need to take God out off of child support. You feel like he ain't coming through. You wanna charge him for everything. Come on. That's all right. He'll take that because he know who he is. Come on. But do you know who God is in the midst of what you're in? Come on. Hallelujah. Because God's not going to, he's not going to forsake us. He's going to take care of us. We're talking about believe today. We're talking about believing in God. The Psalms in the book of Psalms right here. Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Behold, blessed ye the Lord, ye servants of the Lord, which by high saints, he said, in the household, in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless. That's what I'm talking about. And bless. We're talking about bless. We're talking about bless. And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. You got to lift up your hands. I don't care what you're going through with. You got to give him praise. You got to give him glory. You got to give him honor because he is who he say he is. Come on. God is going to do exactly what he say. That's why you got to bless him. You got to get up in the morning and give him thanks. Don't get up complaining. You got to get up in the morning when your eyes open up. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to get up and start thanking him. When I say get up, you may be laying in the bed, but you woke up. Come on. Lord, I thank you that my eyes was able to open up. I bless your name. Come on. I'm in my right mind. I got the activity in my limbs. I bless you. Come on. Bless him. That's what they say. I'll bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I don't care what I'm going through with. Hallelujah. It may be early. I give God the praise. I bless him. It may be in the evening. I give God praise and I bless him. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Again, in the book of Psalms, Psalms 134. Hallelujah. Behold, bless ye the Lord, ye servants of the Lord, which is, hallelujah, which by night stands in the house of the Lord. Lift up, come on, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. That's what I'm saying. People say, well, I don't have to be there. I don't have to be there. But the scripture said, don't forget to assemble yourselves together. Come on, we got to meet there. He said, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. When you come into the sanctuary, you don't come to sit there to look. You don't come there to sit there and see who's going to make it in. So let me, some people do because they ain't in the spirit. But we come in to do what? Lift up our hands. We come in to bless the Lord. We come in to give him praise, give him thanks, give him honor. Come on. Hallelujah. It says right here, it says in the last verse of that, it says, the Lord that did what? Made the heavens and the earth. That's what I'm saying. The Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Come on. He don't made the heavens and he don't made the earth. Okay. He made heaven. Come on. And he made the earth and he put us under the heaven and put us in the earth. Come on here. So guess what? God gonna take care. Well, he don't made the heavens. The heavens, heaven ain't going down. He don't made the earth. He ain't gonna let the earth, come on. Because earth time and seed time, we're gonna reap. Come on. So he's going to take care of us in the earth. So that's why we don't do nothing but bless his name. We was created not to worry. We was made not to fear. Come on. We was created not to doubt. we allow these things to come in and creep us because we're looking at circumstances, situation. We get news. We fall prey. We don't give God glory. We fall. We break apart because why? It's so devastating to us, seem like we forget to give God praise. But he said, everything, give thanks. Come on. It says, give right here. It said, and bless. That last part of that, bless. Bless thee out of Zion. Bless thee out of Zion. Come on, you got to bless him out of your soul. You got to bless him out of your mind. You got to bless him out of that thing that you're in. Hallelujah. You got to lift up your hand.